This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is former New York Governor George Pataki, and he's joining us to explain why he is very much opposed to the Obama administration decision to hold civilian trials in Lower Manhattan for five of the alleged 9/11 co-conspirators. And Governor, it's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. Nice being with you.
Well, you, of course, have been around New York State and New York State politics long enough to remember both attacks on the World Trade Center. In fact, the 1993 attacks were just a couple years before you took over as governor. What are the lessons of the 1993 prosecutions and the civilian trials for those suspects and those ultimately convicted that convince you that that's not the way to go this time?
Well, Greg, I think you just hit it right on the head. After the 1993 attacks, when the towers were bombed and a number of innocent civilians were killed, the administration just treated it as a criminal act, as the same as somebody holding up the corner liquor store, as opposed to an act of war, a terrorist act against civilians and the people of the United States, which clearly it was. And we had a trial. The blind sheik was convicted and sent to jail. But in the course of that trial, we had to disclose our sources of information, the means to obtain those sources of information, and we had to list up to 200 co-conspirators who we knew of in Al-Qaeda, including Osama bin Laden. Within a matter of days, Osama bin Laden had that information. He knew who had been compromised, who we did not know about in his operation, and I have no doubt that it enabled him to have a better roadmap to plan the attacks of September 11th. I thought we had learned our lessons. These are not criminal acts. These are acts of war, acts of terrorism against the people of the United States. And now to treat Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of September 11th, as another criminal with all the rights that criminal citizens in the United States have, in the face of their commitment to try to destroy us and kill as many civilians as possible, is absolutely senseless in my view.
So let me just clarify, and I think you said it pretty clearly yourself, but just to reiterate for our listeners, you believe the second and much more deadly attacks on the World Trade Center on 9/11 were made easier to perpetrate because we used a civilian process on the criminals from 1993.
Well, I can't say that because I don't have access to intelligence information. But what I can say is that they learned during the course of that trial who within the Al-Qaeda network had been compromised. And from that, I think they were, in all likelihood, able to adapt because of that knowledge and move forward with the attacks of September 11th. In no way do I want to link the September 11th attacks to those trials. But the point is a very important one. And that is that in the case of a criminal trial under our civil court system, the defendant is entitled to know all of the witnesses, to know the means in which those witnesses were obtained, to know the sources of information we have, and this inevitably will get to Osama bin Laden, will get to Al-Qaeda, and be of value to them. And it just makes no sense when we have clearly, since the beginning of this country, the precedent of military tribunals that are legal, that are a part of our system of law for dealing with acts of war, for dealing with acts of terrorism. And in fact, this administration is going to try some of these terrorists under military tribunals. It's only people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed who we're going to have to go through this criminal trial in our broader criminal justice system, where they can get propaganda benefit out of it, they can get knowledge benefit out of it, and it does not serve the security interest or the legal interest of the people of America.
Governor, we know that Governor Patterson now has said that he disagrees with this decision, but we've seen others in political circles say that they like this decision, including Senator Schumer and Congressman Nadler, who I know you debated on cable TV yesterday. His basic contention is that our justice system has you face charges of no matter how heinous, with a trial by a jury and near the location where the attack was perpetrated. You explained yesterday why you disagreed with that. Explain again.
Yeah, that's just not the case. You know, the argument is we're America, we have to uphold the rule of law. And of course we do. I am all for upholding the rule of law. But our American legal system allows for military tribunals as well as for criminal trials. And in acts of war, in the commission of war crimes, in the commission of terrorist acts, the law of the United States and the Supreme Court has upheld it, clearly allows military tribunals to be used. Think about what the Obama administration is doing. They are using military tribunals to try some of the terrorists. It's only those terrorists whose acts in the United States who are given the right to this criminal trial. So Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he's over in Afghanistan and in Pakistan, plots these attacks, is captured in Pakistan, brought back, but because they blew up towers in New York, he's entitled to a criminal trial. If he had blown up a tower in Kabul or in Pakistan, under their theory, he would have been able to be tried by military tribunals. It makes no sense. It says an overseas terrorist who organizes an attack within the United States has more rights than an overseas terrorist who organizes an attack overseas. There's no logic to it. It jeopardizes our security. Sources will be revealed. Methods for obtaining intelligence we desperately need to prevent further attacks will be revealed without good reason. And I just think it's a tragic mistake, and it harkens back to the decision in 1993, which I think was a mistake then, and I thought we had learned from, but apparently not.
Governor, in terms of the average New Yorker, as we hear what the politicians have said, what are you hearing from New Yorkers you just meet in passing? How are they reacting to this?
Well, I think New Yorkers are upset. They believe in the rule of law, as do I. And I think you always have an inclination to when an administration says they believe this is the appropriate approach, to give them the benefit of the doubt. And I understand that. The people I have talked to, by and large, share my view that there's just no basis for this. There's no reason for it. It's going to reopen very, very raw wounds for thousands of people, including me, when it's not necessary to do so. And, you know, I just don't understand the logic of exposing our witnesses, exposing our sources, exposing our methods of obtaining intelligence against Al-Qaeda and against those who want to attack us again to the public, and ultimately that means to Al-Qaeda and terrorists, when our system of law provides this alternate method, military tribunals, which have been used. FDR used them in World War II against war crimes committed by Nazis, and it's the appropriate act for barbaric terrorists like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He is not a criminal. He is a terrorist. He is a war criminal. His actions resulted in the death of thousands of innocent American civilians, and he should be treated as such.
Last question before we let you go, Governor. Most Americans I know remember you working side by side with Mayor Rudy Giuliani in the wake of those horrific attacks in Lower Manhattan. He has said over the weekend that he believes this decision shows that Barack Obama, the president, has stopped essentially fighting the war on terror. He's received, obviously, different sorts of reaction to that. What do you make of those comments?
Well, you know, you can't even use the word war on terror anymore. It is a term that is not allowed by this administration. I happen to know. I don't just believe, but anybody who looks at the world rationally knows that we are still engaged in a war of terror. Attacks are being perpetrated all over the world against those who stand up to Islamist radicals. So not only are we not taking the appropriate action by using military tribunals here, and we're jeopardizing our security, we're also not even allowed to acknowledge the existence of a war of terror against us. There is. We have to win that war. If we are weak in the face of the resolve of these war criminals and terrorists, I fear it will just result in additional attacks. And I don't think we're as safe today because of this decision as we were last week before the decision, but we still have to do everything we can to protect the people of America from these barbaric terrorists.
Governor, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you, Greg. Nice being with you.
Former New York Governor George Pataki, I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.